There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. The Coalition for Jewish Values has reacted to a recent proclamation by 330 non-Orthodox rabbis to ban democratically elected Orthodox Jewish members of the Israeli Knesset from addressing their temples and to encourage their communities to follow suit. The coalition calls it an obvious anti-Jewish double standard displayed by all signatories to the pledge. The Coalition of Jewish Values President, Rabbi Yoel Schoenfeld, says that their call shows an unrestrained hypocrisy whilst preaching tolerance, with CJV Midwestern Regional Vice President Rabbi Zeev Smassen saying that these rabbis demonstrate uncalled for anti-Semitic double standards at a time of increasing anti-Semitism. Whilst other countries and institutions have acknowledged the need to adopt the International Holocaust Remembrance Alliance, IHRA, definition of anti-Semitism, the University of Toronto, despite a reputation for ongoing reports of anti-Semitism from students and staff, has announced that it will not do so based on one's right to freedom of speech and expression. The university's president, Merrick Gertler, whilst conceding that anti-Semitism is a despicable and unacceptable form of discrimination, says that the institution has instead chosen to accept the approach of a working group of university colleagues to recommend appropriate and direct measures in dealing with the problem from a university context where controversial matters are addressed. Well, this latest statement will no doubt stir reaction amongst many Jewish groups. Earlier this year, B'nai B'rith Canada rejected what it called a flawed report by the university's anti-Semitism working group on combating anti-Semitism, saying it was highly disappointed with measures it planned to institute in response to long-standing issues of anti-Semitism on its campus. Meanwhile, the Anti-Defamation League has welcomed the passage of the Fiscal Year 2023 Appropriations Bill in the U.S. House and Senate for providing funding for programs fighting anti-Semitism and extremism, describing it as crucial in defeating all forms of hate activity. ADL CEO Jonathan Greenblatt thanked Congress for the funding, coming at a time of heightened concern over security amidst rising extremism and anti-Semitism, and pledged to work with the administration and Congress to ensure that full funding for crucial programs fighting such causes will continue to enjoy such funding in forthcoming fiscal years. Onto news coming out of Israel now. The Knesset's Finance Committee has approved a 2.45 increase to the pension which the state pays out to Holocaust survivors in Israel. Under the Invalids Nazi Persecution Law and the Invalids War Against the Nazis Law, the Finance Minister, with the Finance Committee's approval, is authorized to issue an order raising the permanent salary and the rate of pension payments. The Minister for Social Equality and Pensioners, M.K. Cohen, said that such work for the benefit of Holocaust survivors was the most important and urgent mission of the Ministry of Social Equality, bringing in more than 2.5 billion shekels to Holocaust survivors in the State of Israel. Whilst attorney Khalia Meir Aricha, the legal counsel for the Holocaust Survivors' Rights Authority, said the current update will apply to some 50,000 Holocaust survivors at a total cost of about 146 million shekels, including the retroactive payments. And an Israeli-led team of scientists say they have discovered some 100,000 new types of viruses previously unknown to science. This particular study has led to a significant increase in the number of what is known as ribonucleic acid RNA viruses, now known to science. And some notable human diseases caused by RNA viruses include COVID-19, the common cold, influenza, SARS, MERS, hepatitis C, hepatitis E, West Nile fever, Ebola, and measles. Scientists are now hoping that their discovery could now help develop new kinds of antimicrobial drugs and also protect against agriculturally harmful fungi and parasites, and believe that this recent discovery will now open the door for future research and for a better understanding of how viruses can be harnessed for the benefit of their uses and functions in medicine and agriculture. For Chai FM, I'm Michael McKenna. This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. If you subscribe, we will email it to you daily.